Tasmanian Independent Senator Jackie Lambie holds almost in her own hand the balance of power in the Senate in the federal parliament, and she's making a number of demands on the Morrison coalition federal government in order for her support to guarantee that their legislation gets through. First of all, we'll talk about the cashless card, but also she's saying John Setka from the CFM MEU should fall on his sword. Jackie Lambie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why do you think the cashless card should be expanded? What have you seen on your own tour?
Yeah, so for me, I was one of the first ones on the ground in Ceduna, and I could see the difference it made. So I went there twice in the 12 months when they first rolled it out there. It's amazing. I watched the IGA basically triple its money. Not saying that the IGA should be doing that, but what that meant was there was kids now taking lunches to school. Kids were getting fed. You know, I had Indigenous women crying in front of me because they'd stopped being belted, mate. So their kids that were on ice or their family that was on ice or whatever just couldn't get the money out of them. It actually really had a great effect. So you could see that community changing very, very quickly. It was quite effective. I think there was 700 or not, might be 900 actually, that are on that. I'm going to head back there in about 2.5 weeks, and I'm going to see where it is now, because I've now haven't been back there for nearly just over 2 years. I've been up to Kununurra. Kununurra at the time was probably not working as well as Ceduna, because Ceduna already had alcohol provisions put in, so they were quite strict on that. There was still a bit of argy-bargy that was going on with Kununurra and the owners and the Chamber of Commerce, and that was a little bit argy-bargy up there still, but I've heard that it's settled. I'll get back up to Kununurra as well. And I've just got back from Hervey Bay about 2 weeks ago. We went up there and did 2 days. Now, we're going back up there because I want to get into Bundaberg as well. So I'm going to try and do that by the end of the year. If not, that'll be the end of January, going into the new, just after the new year.
When you go there, how do you decide who you will talk to? Do you go to see the people the government introduce you to?
Yeah, so I get a list. I get a list, I'll get from Twiggy Forrester's group. They've got a list, and I have whoever wants to see me. I do find as I do more trips back there, you get a more of a range of people.
The flip
That's
side.
How I do it. Mate, I don't care whether you're for or against the card. I want to see you, and I see all sorts. That's
sure.
How it works.
And the flip side of the argument is that it's paternalistic, it's patronising, it's taking away control and makes people dependent on the welfare system into perpetuity.
Look, you know, I look back at my life when I was going through the worst of it before I walked out in front of the car, mate, and I was drinking, consuming a lot of alcohol in that 2 years leading into that. I was on welfare. You know, I wouldn't say that my kids were going without, but I can tell you now, I think I look back at it and think from somebody that's come from that lived in public housing growing up, I think the card has a lot to offer. It's not the end, you know, it's not going to fix everything, but I certainly think it's got so much potential. And if people just give it a go and see what it's like before criticising something because it thinks it's taking their rights. You know, these people, it is taxpayers' money. These people are getting paid, John, and I think we need to be very, very aware of that. And I know that these people should only be on welfare when they're going through their tough times and their hard times, and it's there to try and get them back on their feet, and that's what I want to see. I understand there's many out there with disabilities that are on disability support that are on that card because they've got drug and alcohol problems. The only thing that really bothers me about the card is that we still do not have the rehab services around the country.
All right, well, we'll wait and see exactly where that debate is going to go in the Parliament. Now, on drug and alcohol testing, the ABC was vox-popping politicians as they got off the plane at Canberra Airport yesterday. Quite a few of them saying, yeah, I'm up for it, doesn't trouble me at all. Do you think there's a few who might be trying to avoid the cameras?
Oh, you know what? I think they should just do the right thing and lead by example and do it to themselves. That's what I think. And, yeah, probably they're probably avoiding the cameras. But we ran through this about 3 or 4 years ago when they were out there saying, yeah, well, I don't mind. So if nobody minds and nobody's making a hoo-ha out of it, then let's get it implemented. What's wrong with them?
All right, now let's talk about the CFM MEU leader, John Setka. Surely it's the members of the union who should decide who their leadership is rather than an independent senator from Tasmania.
Yeah, I think the union has decided that, but John's not getting the message. That's what I'm hearing. So, you know what, I've had lunch with John. I've spent half a day with him over the last 8 weeks as well on top of that, and I've asked him straight to his face to stand down. He's being disrepute to his own union, and the only person that can't see that seems to be John Setka. I think when your own national body has now moved out of your own building in at the CFMEU in Victoria, I'd say it's all over for John Secker and he needs to move aside. The other thing is if John Secker doesn't move aside, then John Secker is going to put 1.4 million of those union members under those IR laws. That's what's going to happen. So I asked those members, is one person worth that? Because he has buggered up continuously. The other point is, if those IR laws get through fully, sooner or later he's going to bugger up anyway and he's going to be gone.
So, when you looked him in the eye and said you should resign, what did he say?
Well, the last time I spoke to him, he said he'd consider it. So I want to know if he's considered it, and if he has, why hasn't he stepped down?
Well, he might have considered it and decided that he shouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't do that if I was him, because 1.4 million union members are going to pay the price for his stupidity.
Well, as I said at the start, it's the authenticity of Jackie Lambie that has got her re-elected into the Tasmanian Senate seat that she now occupies, which happens to offer her the balance of power. Thank you. I'm sure we'll speak again.
Good on you. Thanks, John. Have a great day.
Jackie Lambie speaking to us from Canberra.